Hey everybody, welcome to Empower Radio. This is your host, Spencer Deering. Today's podcast episode is a little bit different. Instead of dropping some bombs of knowledge and all that good stuff, I am just going to read a poem that I wrote, I think, last week. The topic is about death, but it's not as dark and gloomy as you might think. So, enjoy it. I'm going to read it in a way that I can, that a poet would, and see how that works, although I haven't done it much, so I don't have that much experience. But without further ado, let's begin. So, the poem is called Death, a Poetic Debut. Welcome, the unknown, the unimaginable, the unavoidable. It is coming for you, for me, for all of us. And as far as I can see, we have not a free will of choice. But what if we had the choice to live forever, to be immortal? Would that choice be met with any comparison for the other? How could we know to choose wisely? We couldn't, we wouldn't, we won't ever. This is the specialty of death. Once the clock strikes, pack up your ego baggage and say goodnight, because now you've left. Turn and go towards the light. I believe death should shine bright. It might be, I feel it is, the greatest day of life. How can we say otherwise? We cannot, because the unknown has not been explored and been brought back lot by lot. Science cannot explain it, because science has to cut, divide, and separate in order to frame it. This, that, and the other, and point and blame it. This is the beauty of death, the lasting, final detachment of our egos breaking away and allowing the soul to forever remain. Where it goes, I know not, but I know it goes somewhere to a place without distraught. A place of love, beauty, and grace. That is what I feel makes sense after living a life in heavy physical space. A soul looking back after moving on from death just might laugh, smile, and ponder about its recent lifetime on the slow plane of earth, pondering that its life went well, all while knowing it is not going to hell. For hell is conjured up by physical man to make you fear of what is to come beyond this land. For that fear in itself creates its own hell. Ironic, isn't it? People live these crazy short lives, running around without knowing life is a blessing in disguise. You make of it what you want, for at the end of it all, your soul will look back and think, was that all? But then you'll be back in another form to rekindle those lessons and be reborn. The truth lies in ascension, another fancy word for evolution, but the kind that is eternal, not some temporary, physical, monkey-man solution. Choose to better yourself and live in your own truth. That is all you can really do. Just open your eyes so you can actually see that through. Then, when death knocks, you can open the door to the light with open arms, bright eyes, a loving smile, and your now unticking clock. Welcome death. Surrender to it. Embrace the fact that your physical body will expire, but your soul will live through it. That is the key to this game. You are eternal, immortal, universal, and infinite. I feel it to be so in my heart of hearts. Embrace the life you have now. Smile and be silly. Fear not death, but not living fully. In your truth, that is, because that ride can be extremely hilly. Ups and downs and all arounds, just ground yourself now. Ebb and flow. Life is action, and death is coming. You already know. Just let it be, and let it all go. Welcome, death. So, I hope you enjoyed that. It was fun to write, and I think I will be doing a lot more poetry as a podcast, or just like verbally saying it through audio, only because lately I've been more inclined to write more poetry. I don't know why. I enjoy writing, and sometimes instead of writing articles and blogs and stuff like that, I just would prefer to write what's going on inside and the outside. So there you have it. Hope you enjoy it. If you have any comments, go for it. Other than that, enjoy your evening and have a great weekend, everybody. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.